question. Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, May 31st. Currently with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95, and the dew point is 54 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The annual Liberal Night Out event is scheduled for Friday, June 30th at Light Park in Liberal.
It's a community event with food, booths, vendors, games, and prizes. The exciting news this year is the addition of two types of booths: basic for businesses to promote their services and interact with the community, and vendor booths for individuals to sell their items. This offers an opportunity for small businesses to gain exposure and even make some money at the event. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Chief Justice Marla Luckert reappointed four members to the Kansas Judicial Council this week. Reappointed to four-year terms include Vic Braden, Deputy Attorney General at the Kansas Attorney General's Office, Chief Judge Amy Harth of the 6th Judicial District, Hayes lawyer Joseph Jeter, and Chief Justice Marla Luckert, Kansas Supreme Court, have all been reappointed. Vandalism has closed six Wichita splash pads. They're investigating the vandalism reports now, and anyone with tips should contact Wichita police. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more information.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas urged the U.S. Department of Commerce to rely on accurate data to target federal funding at Kansas's last placing ranking on average internet download speed. The Kansas Republican said improving the state's access to high-quality broadband would benefit up to 1 million Kansans, especially rural residents who live without access to the kind of digital connections that are important for personal business, education, and health. Moran said in a letter to Gina Raimondo, the Secretary of the U.S. Commerce Department, that a recent broadband quality study indicated Kansas was last in terms of average download speed and trailed by wide margins to the speeds available in Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Missouri. Kansas ranked 51st among all states and the District of Columbia in download speed, which was among key determinants of quality broadband delivery. And it's important to Kansans because data in intensive consumer and business internet applications were undermined by mediocre download speeds. Governor Kelly has emphasized broadband expansion in Kansas by targeting state and federal investments to improve connectivity. In early May, she directed $30 million in competitive funding through the Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINC, program to add infrastructure useful for homes and businesses. The goal of LINC is to reduce the cost of internet service, increase its availability, and improve performance for users. Eligible entities include internet service providers, political subdivisions, tribal governments, cooperatives, and nonprofit organizations. In Moran's letter to the U.S. Commerce Secretary, he recommended the federal government rely on accurate state-by-state data to allocate resources through the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. The senator suggested the Federal Commerce Department avoid subsidizing the overbuilding of broadband services developed by private companies and to maximize broadband provider participation by restraining regulatory burdens, saying that collectively these steps will help ensure the program avoids the missteps of prior broadband deployment programs and is successful in building the digital divide. The Kansas Farmers Union continued its Summer Food Safety and Security Farm Tour Series on Wednesday, May 24th, and this is the first time the Kansas Farmers Union included food security as a focus in its summer tour. Kansas Farmers Union Executive Director Nick Lavendowski stated that Kansas is often thought of as an island because we have to bring so much of our food in, which we do, but Kansas used to be a major producer of fruits and vegetables. Growers and producers are traveling the state to learn how farmers are trying to help, and the Kansas Farmers Union said the tour gives people a chance to think about where their food comes from. The goal is to ramp up food production so farmers can make an equitable wage and keep food costs low. The Kansas Farmers Union said it's working closely with those on the federal level as the Farm Bill expires in September, and they're hoping one of the things ensured is food security. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued a public health advisory update due to blue-green algae that includes Norton Lake in Norton County, which is in a blue-green algae warning. A warning status indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure, and contact with the water body should be avoided. And when a warning is issued, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends precautions to be taken that include that signage should be posted at all public access locations, inhalation of spray or aerosols may be harmful, lake water is not safe to drink for pets or livestock, lake water, regardless of the blue-green algae status, should never be consumed by humans, water contact should be avoided, fish may be eaten if they're rinsed with clean water and only the fillet portion is consumed while all the other parts are discarded. Do not allow your pets to eat dried algae. If the lake water contacts your skin, wash with clean water as soon as possible and avoid areas of visible algae accumulation. Blue-green algae looks much like other more common algae, but they're really a type of bacteria called cyanobacteria, and contact with high concentrations of cyanobacteria can cause illness. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment samples recreational bodies of water for blue-green algae when they're alerted to a potential algae bloom, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment then issues a public health watch or public health warning based on either the presence of certain toxins, the number of cyanobacteria cells in the water, or a combination of the two. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Bureau of Reclamation cooperate with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment when a watch or warning is issued to alert the public about potentially harmful algae blooms. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. In Nebraska news, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed the Opportunity Scholarships Act on Tuesday, the first school choice bill in Nebraska's history to be signed into law, and the bill commits $50 million in tax credits for those who donate to private school scholarship funds. The potential scholarships will be available to all types of students, but priority is being given to those in poverty or foster care, those experiencing bullying, harassment, or other victimizing behaviors, or those who have a parent or guardian in the military. With the governor's signature, Nebraska joins 48 other states offering school choice. Governor Pillen was joined at the signing by state senators, school choice advocates, and students. Senator Justin Wayne said the priority of the bill is giving parents and their children hope, not disturbing public schooling. As this is not an anti-public school bill, this is a pro-parent bill. Many of the attendees praised the governor, and Pillen said he hopes this serves as a stepping stone towards additional affordable schooling options. A Grand Island man convicted of felony cruelty to livestock will be on probation for the next 4 years. According to officials, 43-year-old Grant Edwardson was convicted on 3 felony counts of cruelty to livestock and 2 misdemeanor counts of cruelty to livestock, and numerous other similar charges were dropped in a plea agreement. A judge on Tuesday sentenced Edwardson to 48 months probation on the felony charges and 24 months on the misdemeanors, and the sentences will be served concurrently or at the same time. The sentence order also provides for a jail term if Edwardson fails probation. In 2021, Hall County Sheriff deputies responded to a barn fire in Grand Island, and court records showed that investigators found deceased cattle in a pen not directly next to the barn, with drag marks showing the cattle were moved. Investigators also found a shelter with dead cattle in 3 stalls and another dead cow in the middle of the pen under a wood panel, along with several live cows in poor condition. In all, they found 21 dead cows and 6 living ones, and a veterinarian concluded that the animals had not been fed properly. Lincoln police reported that a group of thieves broke into a Lincoln gas station on Monday and stole several vape products. At around 3:30 a.m., officers were sent to the Superior C near 21st and G Streets after a glass break alarm went off, and when the officers arrived, they found that the front door had been shattered with a rock. Police said in security video, four people were seen entering the store and stealing about $200 worth of vape products. And later on, officers said they found two of the thieves, a 12-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy, and took them into custody. Police are still looking for the other two who were involved in the burglary. The gas station had about $800 in damage. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
As Mental Health Awareness Month comes to an end, the Kansas Department of Agriculture reminds all those in the Kansas agriculture community that mental health needs need to be a priority all year round. As farmers and ranchers face unavoidable pressure from the daily challenges that are part of agriculture, from unpredictable weather to fluctuations in commodity market prices, added stress can be difficult to manage. Several years ago, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, along with several Kansas Ag partners, developed a website to provide resources and support to those dealing with ag-related stress, and the website can be found at kansasagstress.org. The website serves as a resource for those struggling with issues ranging from mental health, anxiety, and suicide to substance abuse and food insecurity. Visitors will also find information regarding financial counseling, legal assistance, disaster recovery, and much more. And as more tools are developed and become available, the website continues to be an updated and serve as a hub of current information and resources. For example, the Kansas Department of Agriculture collaborated with the Kansas Corn to add a section of mental health providers with agriculture-specific experience called Ag Aware. KansasAgStress.org features resources and support for every member of the family, from teens to aging adults. Unique resources are also available to assist farmer veterans who face the issues that come with farming, along with the possible challenges of being a military veteran. The Kansas Department of Agriculture and the state of Kansas is committed to serving Kansas farmers, ranchers, agribusinesses, and the customers they serve. Together with partners, they have made it a priority to provide support and assistance to Kansans battling ag-related stress and mental health struggles. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $14,671.50 in the April grant cycle, and these funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas, which received $2,171.50 for technology upgrades, the Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland Incorporated, which received $4,000 for the Girl Scout Convention in Orlando, K-State Research and Extension Twin Creeks District received $500 for an invasive plant cedar tree roundup program, the Norton County Health Department received $2,500 for a spot vision screener, and USD 211 received $5,500 for the JAG-K program. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org, and the applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106. You can email Bethany@NortonCCF.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. Navigating the health insurance marketplace is no easy task, and whether you've recently lost coverage, are looking for a new plan, or are getting health insurance for the first time, it's important to do your homework. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt encourages Kansans that are in the market for health insurance to do their due diligence before choosing a plan. Schmidt said to be sure to consult the department's Health Insurance Shopper's Guide before you start shopping, And a few questions to ask yourself include, is the plan with the lowest premium really the most affordable? What is the deductible? And are you prepared to pay the full cost of services until it's reached? And is a person and their insurance company trying to sell you insurance that's licensed in Kansas? If you have questions while shopping for health insurance, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free 1-800-432-2484, or you can visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side. The family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 85 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 60 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 80. And on Thursday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy Thursday night with the low around 59. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 81. On Saturday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 78. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 80. On Monday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with the high near 83. And on Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is southwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money Reloadable Prepaid Card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped the final game of their brief two-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 on Tuesday night at Busch Stadium. Zach Greinke got the start for the Royals and turned in yet another excellent outing. Greinke went five innings against St. Louis, allowed no runs on just two hits. He walked one and tied his season high with six strikeouts en route to a no decision. The Royals' offense went silent after a great outing in Game 1 on Monday. The Royals mustered just five hits on the day and struck out a combined 11 times. The club was also 2-for-7 with runs in scoring position and left five total on base. The loss wraps up the month of May for the Royals as they will have back-to-back off days to end the month. After a 7-win month of April, the Royals finished May going 10-17 and only had a -6 run differential. The Royals now will have that rare pair of off days back-to-back, something that normally only happens at the All-Star break. The Royals will be off today and tomorrow before beginning a three-game series with the Colorado Rockies on Friday in Kansas City. KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do. Along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least three business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms continue across parts of eastern Kansas. We have a flash flood warning that remains in effect across parts of Douglas and northeastern Franklin County. That's where there's been between 2 and 4 inches of rain. Also, we had reports of hail across the state yesterday with 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts in southwestern Kansas. And over the last 24 hours, more than 2 inches of rain has fallen in Olathe, 1.5 in Waukini, 1.5 in Chase County, and more rain in Gove and Graham counties. Also, this very active weather pattern looks to continue throughout the rest of the week and right on into the weekend. In northwestern Kansas, scattered storms this afternoon with a high 82, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in north-central Kansas with a high in the upper 80s, and scattered storms in northeast Kansas with a high 85. Showers and thunderstorms in southwestern Kansas are high in the low 80s. South-central Kansas, a few thunderstorms with a high 88. And in southeastern Kansas, rain and thunderstorms primarily this morning with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday. Now, the cattle complex found some support from lower corn prices and is in the general correlation. However, the greater support continues to be tighter supplies and continued strong beef demand. As far as hogs go, they were on fire after a moderate start to the day. Buyers turned more aggressive, and it's likely tied to the desire to take some profits ahead of the end of the month. Looking at the grain market, December corn down 8 cents early this morning, continuing to trade expectations for a larger corn surplus in 2023 to 2024. November soybeans down 13 cents this morning, trading at the lowest prices in over a year. Kansas City wheat is trading down 12 cents as well, encountering more non-commercial selling on the final day of May. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats